Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please be with Lupe Fall?
I'm sorry, from National Opinion Service? What is this about?
Survey. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
And what is your race or ethnicity? White, African American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race, or other race not listed?
Mexican or Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
51.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first issue, protecting voting rights and democracy. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
What was the question?
Protecting voting rights and democracy. From 0 to 10. How important is that? Okay. The next issue, reducing crime and gun violence. From 0 to 10, how important? Making housing more affordable.
10.
And fighting racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10.
10.
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in what communities?
As in what communities?
In white communities. Do you think it's better, about the same, or worse?
They're worse.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Worse.
And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. I have cigarettes, alcohol, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
What was the question?
Which do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? The cigarette, alcohol, the opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, or heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack?
Can I say all?
I understand all are important, but the most negative impact on the Hispanic Latino?
Alcohol. Let's go ahead and
alcohol.
Say alcohol.
Okay.
Hispanics, that's the most affordable.
Okay, and I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. So do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree?
I definitely agree.
Strongly agree. Now I'd like to ask you rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Just three, okay? The first one is oral nicotine pouches. Very familiar, somewhat, or not at all?
Nicotine pouches, definitely familiar.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products. Are you very familiar with that product? Somewhat familiar or not at all? Not at all?
No.
Okay. And the last one, electronic cigarettes or vapes? very somewhat. They're not familiar at all.
If I'm familiar, both.
Somewhat? Just somewhat, okay? I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I have 4 options. The first one is the cost of smoking has gone up. The second one, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. Introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market. Or the last one, more government restriction and bans.
The last one.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time and for your help. I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Or the statement B. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which of these statements do you agree with more, A or B?
A.
Much more? Strongly agree with A or somewhat agree with A?
Somewhat.
Just somewhat, okay? And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? What do you think? Much more harmful? Somewhat more harmful? Much more? Or somewhat more?
Much more.
And now, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternative to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Just 3. The first one, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that statement?
Yes, that's it.
Is that a 10? Strongly agree?
A 10.
Okay, the last 2. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Agree or disagree with that? From 0 to 10.
Agree.
Is that a 10? Strongly agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and the last one? You may use any number between 0 and 10. Remember.
7.
7, okay. And the last one, when someone is overdosing on opiates, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saved their life. And we hear about opiate death every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. we should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
From 0 to 10?
9.
9, okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Strongly agree with that? Some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the last few questions. Again, thank you for your patience. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Traditional cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew? Hello?
No, none of those.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope, none of them.
And cigars? The last one.
Nope.
Okay, and these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban, suburban, or what?
Rural.
Suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member? I'm sorry?
Urban is higher than suburban? Is urban higher than suburban?
Actually, I don't have that information here, but I think, yes. I think yes.
Okay. I think it's suburban.
Okay. Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something independent, something else? Independent.
Yeah. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I didn't vote that year.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'm going with Donald Trump because that's what my kids are voting for.
Okay, if the elections were held today. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, really. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.